I want you to just close your eyes a second. And this is what I'm seeing. Now, when we get to the other side of this, to the degree that you get it, to the degree that you see it, to the degree that you allow and yield to the Holy Spirit to make this real, I believe you're going to let go of such a load of junk tonight that condemnation will lose, fear will lose its power. Any assignments of the enemy will be broken in the name of Jesus. That God will encourage you, build up your faith, that you'll hear him clear, that you'll know he'll show you how to raise your children, that you know he'll show you how to heal your relationships, that you know that he is in charge and going to take care of everything, and that you have authority over these iniquities. You have authority to pray and believe and trust God in every area. So I want you to close your eyes for a second. I want you to put your hands up in the air like you're about to take on a bundle of stuff. Just put them before you like you're going to take on a bundle. And when you begin to see that bundle of all the things I read and talked about tonight, and you just want to renounce them all in Jesus' name, and you're going to say, amen, I renounce them all in Jesus' name. Whatever you feel is wrong, I want you to stand up with that bundle. If the Holy Spirit showed you any of those that he's still dealing with and working on, I want you to literally feel that bundle. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to literally feel that bundle in your arms. I want you to feel it. I want you to say, all of this, the devil wants to pour out on my kids or my family. Or the devil's used all of this to steal from me relationships, maybe children you were supposed to have. All of this I recognize as evil. And at the top of it, as you look up at the pile, there's this nasty little laughing, little demon. And he's just laughing. And he's been sent from the principality of Moloch to make you think that you should be led by convenience, that you should be led by what feels good, that you should be led by self, that you can make better decisions about your time than God, that you should have a choice about what you do with your time. You should have a choice about when you have children. You should have a choice about which ones to keep and not keep. That all these things, you have a choice. You should have a choice to vote any way you want, to buy whatever you want, to be entertained any way you want. And God shouldn't have a say in any of it. And he's laughing as he's piled this on high. For some of you, I want you to see your children by you, and you've already seen some of this in their hands. And they're just smiling because it's just piling on and they don't have a clue. And you look at your own hand, you're thinking, how can I help them when my pile is bigger? I want you to see anyone else in their life, from grandparents to your spouse, to ex-spouses, to ex-boyfriends, to ex-girlfriends. I want you to see them standing there with their pile of stuff. I want you to see a whole row, whatever, around your kids' generation, standing with their pile of stuff. All of it. With demons smiling as they multiply it and put it on the piles of your children. Just laughing, multiplying it, putting it on the on your children, all the way to the point of such wickedness in the land that the Lord is going to have to put a stop to it. First through warnings and tribulation, and then by coming and separating the sheep nations from the goat nations in judgment. I want you to see that as long as any of this is in your hand, all of it is in your hand, okay? As long as any of this is in your hand, that spirit of inconvenience or convenience or selfishness has not really allowed any of it to be taken out of the pile, completely gone. And so your hands are too full to really help your kids. I want you to see the miserable state that you're in, that your neighbors are in, that your family is in, that the world is in, that the church is in. Here we are, burdened down with sin. And it just keeps multiplying on our children. I want you to even see, because we're going to stop this, spirits of death and murder and violence and horrible schemes of the enemy floating all in the atmosphere, wanting to attack you or your children based on what's in your hand. And you can't even seem to stop it because your hands are so bound by the spirit of selfishness, inconvenience, living for self and leisure and whatever, money, all these lies. This is where Paul says, "Oh, wretched man that I am." And we're going to prophetically do this because I feel this. I'm believing. We don't have communion ready, do we? I'm believing that this is an altar up here tonight. And when you really hate this, and you want nothing to do with it, and you repent of all of it, and you want freedom from it, and you believe that God is able, that Jesus took the iniquity, and that all this iniquity all around you and your children can disappear. I want you to see this. I want you to see, if you believe he took your iniquity, say amen.
Amen.
Wow. If you're thankful that he took your iniquity, say amen.
Amen.
Now while you're standing there with your hands full and your children's hands full, knowing the enemy just wants to multiply it and take it to your grandchildren, some of you have grandchildren, see their hands full. I want you to watch. I want you to say, Lord Jesus,
thank you
for taking my iniquity,
breaking the power
of the burdens and the heaviness,
the sin,
the generational curses
from my forefathers,
things I know about
and that I don't know about.
You took it all, so I didn't have to worry about it. So I didn't have to renounce it for him. Whoa. So I didn't have to discover it. So it could just be gone. In Jesus' name. Now I want you to see Jesus walking up and touching each of those people, whether it's parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, spouses, ex-boyfriends, whatever, that's put all this stuff here. Just touching them and they're out of the picture. They're just disappearing. They're disappearing. Now they have to go to him for salvation, but they can be totally taken off of the radar screen for you in the spirit realm. And they're disappearing for your children if you really believe it and you do what the Lord shows you. That the iniquity of their fathers or their mothers that aren't participating in this might still carry. And you have to be so obedient to God for that. And now he's standing in front of you. And he's showing you his nail-scarred hands. And he's saying, why do you continue to let Satan judge you? Why do you continue to feel like a failure? Why do you continue to feel like there's no hope for you, that I won't help you. Why do you continue to think I don't have enough wisdom or power to set you free and set your children free? Why do you not believe that my promises are yes and amen and they're for you? Do not these nail-scarred hands reveal to you how much I love you and what I took? Look at the scars on my back. Whoa. And I see the Lord saying, you understand, my sons and my daughters, I don't have to take anything else from the devil, so I'm not going to. He's under my feet. And if you come inside of me, he's under your feet. If you give this to me, he's under your feet. If you truly repent and turn from it and trust me with your tithe, let me lead you. Just me. Give me your idols. Give me the things Satan has set up in your heart. Give me your inner vows. Give me the things you've bought, the lies that are screaming in your head right now. Bring truth to them in my name. Get the help you need. But if you're ready, give all of those to me. I want you to see yourself just dumping those in the hands of the Lord. Dumping those in the hands of the Lord. Whoa. Oh, boy. Just the freedom. Just the freedom. Put your hands up now and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Set me free. Deliver me from all unrighteousness. I trust you with my tithe. I trust you that what you call a blessing is a blessing. And children are a blessing from you. Forgive me if I ever, for one second, thought it was an inconvenience. Forgive me if I chose the enemy's way to deal with feeling inconvenient. I ask you to forgive me. I renounce it. I take authority over it. And the God of Moloch, he has no authority. And I break the power of my children or my grandchildren or any generation of my children going into the fire. I cancel this curse in the name of Jesus. Whoa! I take out of your hand, Satan, the authority of life or death over that fruit of my womb. You have no authority. You have no authority. You will not take them out of this life. You have no authority.
You have no authority.
Jesus, I receive forgiveness. And for those who've had an abortion, I want everybody to say it so nobody knows if you were part of an abortion or not. This is the men or the women, or you may not know it. If you were sexually active men, you may be part of something you didn't even know about. But I want you to say, Jesus,
Jesus,
I repent of serving self.
Fear of man,
inconvenience,
or any other lie
that I gave into
that caused me
to give my fruit of my womb
or ferment
or to encourage
or this
or
anyone else
to give the fruit of their womb
to the enemy.
Forgive me
for any vote
that cost the life
of even one baby.
Forgive me, God.
Set me free.
I receive forgiveness
by the blood of Christ.
By the blood of Christ.
I receive forgiveness.
And I release forgiveness to others involved,
and to myself.
I forgive my parents, and any partner who made me feel like I didn't have a choice, or that I wouldn't be loved, or I would mess up my life. I break that lie in the name of Jesus, for Jesus is life. So I can't mess up my life, because he is life. And before him, there is no life. And I thank you, Lord, that I have found you. I thank you, Jesus, that any child that was taken from my womb, or any child that met an early death, is being raised in heaven in perfect peace. And I will know them one day. And I give you praise for that. For you are faithful, even when we are not. And I just thank you, God. And I receive right now healing to the hurt places. I receive right now healing to the hurt places. Satan, you lose your authority and your power. I break the lie that I am not a good parent. I cancel the assignment against my parenting. I have the mind of Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have ears to hear what the Lord is speaking, and I will obey him. Lord, take blinders off. Take earplugs out. And open my mouth that I can see, hear, and speak what needs to be spoken, what needs to be seen, what needs to be heard, so that I can be obedient to you to protect my children and to protect my marriage. And I want you to see yourself taking the Lord's hand. And he's walking you over to your children. I want you to see your children. I want you to see you taking the Lord's hand and turning and seeing your children in front of you. Now, if they're in heaven, they're fine. They have no iniquity. There's no heavy burden. There's no sin. They're fine. Thank you, Jesus. But for the children that are still on the earth and you see them there with these sins, you see them there with these bondages, you see them there with these things, I want you to hold the Lord's hand, and I want you to look in his face, and I want you to say, Lord Jesus, give me the wisdom to see my child set free and living for you. I won't be moved by fear, but I will walk in faith, and I will do what you say. I will have ears to hear, and eyes to see, and a mouth to speak. Your will, O Lord. And Jesus, deliver them from the iniquity that Satan had planned that didn't get into their hearts yet. And show me, God, how to speak truth, to break the lies, how to bring healing, to heal the broken places, and how to completely, absolutely cancel the assignment of the enemy, and to see my children, to love you with all of their heart, their soul, their mind, and their strength. And this day, I cancel the spirit from generational curses, from iniquity, the spirit of mammon, or the spirit of Moloch, of convenience or inconvenience. I cancel its authority in their life. And I put the authority in your kingdom, Lord, to operate through me and those that you bring into the situation. because of who you are and what you've done. And what Satan meant for evil, it will be, without a shadow of a doubt, be turned to good. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to do one last little thing. Many times in these situations when we feel guilt or Satan keeps us under condemnation, we can choose without meaning to, or this could have happened to us, and then we take on the same iniquity. But we judge some family members as good and some family members as bad. And we think that the goodness that we judge them protects them from the iniquity. So we're shocked when the good one falls into the same iniquity and the same sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? We're like shocked. We expected it from the bad one. And so we've either been judged like that, or what came to me is Jesus is going to come and separate the goats from the sheep. This is a counterfeit where the enemy has you choose which of your children are the sheep and which of your children are the goats. Not everybody does this, but sometimes we do this. And we do this sometimes because the enemy convinces us this kid will be okay, therefore you're okay. Or we see a trait in a child and we say, this one's just like their father, meaning just like the devil in their father. Or this one's just like their mother, meaning the devil in their mother. And then we begin to label them and see that and bring those things to pass. Okay? So let's cancel all that. That's foolishness. Generational curses do not skip a kid because you like that kid. You, something in you connected to that kid's personality or tried to protect that kid more than the other kid or couldn't see that kid's fault. Every person has fault. You do not have one child that is better than another child. And if you ever thought that and believed that, you need to renounce it and repent because you have actually labeled your children in a way that Satan has authority in their personalities and in everything in their life. And it's wrong. It's wrong. You don't want somebody to. And if you feel like you were labeled that way, then break the line of iniquity. Don't keep it going. All of our children are wonderfully made in the image of God. Say, all of our children, are wonderfully made, in the image of God. Not one is good but you, God. But all are wonderfully made. And we will, by your leading, Holy Spirit, train up a child in the way they should go. Father, forgive us where we've missed it. Now show us how to pray and believe and obey to see it fixed. In Jesus' name. Father, right now, I take away the halos and I take away the horns. Forgive me for labeling and judging my own children. And seeing what the enemy wanted me to see and being blind to what the enemy didn't want me to see so that he could have his way. I cancel this now. And Lord Jesus, you know exactly who these children are, what they should do with their lives, and how to get them there. You know exactly. Exactly. What needs to be healed in them, what needs to be changed in them, what needs to be stirred up and encouraged in them. You got it all figured out. And I'm going to listen to you. So I take off the blinders, I take out the earplugs, and I can handle what I see. Because what's of you, God, is wonderfully made. And everything else. You'll help me to hear you, to set them free. I give you praise for that. I thank you for your promise that one believing spouse sanctifies the children and makes them holy. So I break the power of blaming their father or their mother. I break the power of putting the blame on anyone because I will declare openly today I am a believing spouse. I am a believing parent. And these children are sanctified and holy because I will yield to you. In Jesus' name. Amen.